Zaria in northern Nigeria is the headquarters of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, which is the major Shia movement in Nigeria. Shiism has experienced tremendous growth as membership continues to increase. What are some of the reasons for this phenomenal growth?
Hello there and welcome to In Focus. I am Najum Abdullahi. Join us as we examine the growth of Shiism in Nigeria.
Shiism in Nigeria started in the late 1970s. Before then, it was almost not very known in Nigeria. But gradually, the number of members has continued to grow from a few hundreds of thousands into millions. Dr. Muhammad Mustafa Gwadabi is a historian at the Ahmadu Bello University and has conducted an in-depth study of the Islamic movement of Nigeria.
This movement, to my understanding, started right from about 1979. That was after the Iranian Revolution, because Nigerian society witnessed a lot of influence from that movement in Iran. Because I remember that time there were a lot of propaganda pamphlets and a lot of documents explaining the revolution, explaining the justification for establishing an Islamic state, which Iran succeeded as at that period of time. So it came at a time also when Nigeria was facing serious economic challenges. If you remember, it was a little after that time, the civilian regime. And that also provided another push, because the period witnessed a time when so many people started agitating for change, all forms of change.
Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki is a primary figure and the driving force in the introduction and growth of Shiism in Nigeria. He is highly revered by the members, but speaks with a mix of humility and confidence.
There is a natural growth, and there is also some kind of development, which is more than the natural growth, in the sense that people are coming to understand what we are saying, and they are siding with us. And this is in, they are doing it in large number, in multitude, not in in one by one. It's a matter of multitude. So we ourselves, we see the we are also surprised by what we see. You can see how for example gatherings like Arba'in, for example, it started with a handful of people some 10 years ago. Now it's growing into multitude. This word, what speaking truth will always prevail. Yeah. People always identify themselves with the truth. And that's why those who do not like, they will always try to insist that the truth shouldn't reach the people.
Generally, experts agree that the rise and continuous growth in the population of Shia in Nigeria should be seen from the perspective of disenchantment of many Nigerians with the political and, to some extent, the religious establishment in Nigeria.
They establish their own centers in villages, and they have a very good system of bringing people together, making contribution, creating jobs for people. This is one of the strongest strategies they employ, besides emphasizing on how satanic the system of administration of the country is. Also, they also come with means of getting people together, of solving some of their basic challenges. I learned that the group, they have a kind of program in which people do contribute on weekly or monthly, and they use that contribution for the betterment of the society.
The Islamic Movement of Nigeria participates in all global Shia commemorations. The Ashura, which is the mourning and remembrance of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and members of his household in the Battle of Karbala, is marked with activities by members in many cities in Nigeria. In addition to many other global Shia events, the Islamic Movement of Nigeria has never shied away from expressing its position on issues affecting Islam and or Muslims anywhere in the world. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria was the only Islamic group that organized an elaborate rally to condemn the offensive film produced in the United States of America that portrayed the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in bad light.
Muslims in Nigeria are an integral part of the Muslims of other parts of the world. So we in this part of the world are not different from the rest. And it also shows that we do things according to wisdom and knowledge. That's here there was nothing like any piece of violence, because we have not carried crowd along with us. We made sure the people who knew what they have come for are the ones who came today. And that's why we deliberately avoided Friday.
A typical week for the Islamic Movement of Nigeria has many religious activities. Dawra is a class taken by Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki for some selected elders of the group. It comes up from time to time, usually after 2 months. The elders, in turn, will go back to their communities and pass on the spiritual lessons. Dr. Abdullahi Dalladi is one of the elders.
This evening we had a lesson from this book of Al-Haqaiq, which deals with how somebody should be able to purify himself, intercept, and make his self-conformity with the teachings of Islam. That is to say, inner building, how to build yourself. Now, the topic we had this evening was on the issue of Kibr. The lessons are trying to remind us that as far as a human being, whatever you have is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, you have nothing to be proud of. Talk less or feel that you are above somebody. Our forefather Adam was created from dust. So who are you to feel somebody? If you are thinking you are rich, remember, if you didn't make any effort to enrich yourself, it was Allah that provided you with wealth.
Nahjul Balagha, or the Peak of Eloquence, is a collection of sermons and sayings of Imam Ali. This session comes up at the Husainiyah, the Islamic center of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, in its headquarters in Zaria. Dr. Muhammad Turi comes from Kano.
The explanations and the postulations of Imam Ali on various spheres of life, on the issue of monotheism, on the issue of worship, on the issue of relationships between individuals. You will see that it's true. All scholars know that Imam Ali is somebody who is highly endowed and has spoken a lot in eloquence. You know, he has eloquently spoken a lot on all aspects of life. So the purpose, the aim of this Monday lessons is to bring out these lessons so that we'll be able to imbibe from his lessons and learn from him so that we can better our lives and the lives of the society in general. The essence of life, the very reason why we are existing, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says clearly in the Quran that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created man and jinn except that they should worship me. So you see that the basis of success, the beginning of success, the beginning of fulfilling one's role on earth is even to know his creator.
The Majlis for Brothers holds on days without recitations. It is a forum for discussing current affairs with significant impact on the Muslim Ummah. Today's session comes after the usual Monday fasting.
The aim is just to have the iftar together. And during it, sometimes an informal discussions on it comes out, like you had us discussing what happened to some of our editors, our newspaper. So it cropped up, we were discussing about things like that. Sometimes also some listens may be learned. It's just informal discussion, not formal. Like we say, it's not always that you just give listen every day, preaching. Sometimes you also feel free to discuss issues.
Once a week, every Tuesday, there is usually a majlis for the sisters of the Islamic movement of Nigeria. They meet here at the Husseiniyah, the venue for most religious activities of the Islamic movement of Nigeria. The majlis is a discussion session where current affairs issues and indeed other issues affecting the sisters are discussed freely.
Sisters usually come from as far as Kano, Kaduna, to attend the session. Malama Zina Ibrahim Zazaki is the wife of the leader of the Islamic movement of Nigeria.
This is an Islamic movement. It is based on ideology, you know. So through discussions now, we are able to shape our minds and our ideology. We are able to know what is the direction. For instance, if you were listening to some of what the sisters were saying, you know, they were asking about, in fact, the sister asked about what is happening right now in Egypt, you know, this issue of constitution or no constitution, this or something like this. You know, it gives, sometimes when one listens to news when an event is happening in the world, we need to exchange ideas, you know, so that we can be able to have, that is why